Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week on our Heartbeat, I shared about how I've been studying the Old Testament and looking at, really for me, what I've discovered more is just God's love for us that's been constant the whole time, which I know that, but with seeing and reading the stories that go through the Old Testament, just seeing how therefore frail we are as humanity, and in contrast how faithful he is.
Mm. It reminds me of, I remember Bruce's dad sharing years ago saying, you know, we're all the same. Humans over the centuries, when you read about them and look at how they lived and what they did, we're actually all the same. We go through the same things. We have people who are do well and are kind, but then you have people who are mean, and you have people who are frail and make wrong choices and mistakes. And like you're sharing from the, well, there's two aspects. God is so faithful, even though humanity is so frail. And no matter what century we lived in, we are basically all the same.
Yeah. And you kind of see when you read the different journeys of different people. So, like, you know, we've got Noah, Abraham, Moses, King Saul, King David. Some of these people had, like, everything, great things in front of them, and yet able to still sin and fall away from God.
Yeah.
But then I can ask that thing of myself. How often do I have great things in front of me and, like, everything might have been given to me in some way? Oh, but no, I'm not grateful. I'm going to sin. And like just how frail
humanity
we are,
is,
how easily we fall. And that's kind of what's been coming out to me more, how frail we are, how faithful God is, and how much he just continues to ask of us, but just love me and worship me. And we can come back to him time and time again.
But even so, sometimes it's reflecting back on a day, a week, a month, I often sometimes go, I really didn't want to be that angry. It just came out. I wasn't patient. Oh, I'm so annoyed with myself. You know, it's like simple things. It's not like I'm doing really bad, evil stuff.
No, yeah.
But it's like, well, I'm not living the way God wants me to live. I'm not acting and loving the way he wants me to love and act. And we just fall short.
Yeah, that's a good way.
You know
way
what I mean? I don't reach the ultimate goal that's up there ready for me. You know, I don't achieve it. I don't get there. And I would say the majority of us don't. Or there are times, lots of times when we don't. There are times when we might go, tick, I did okay today.
Yeah.
But then you don't, yes, you have to assess and look at that side of it. But the main thing God wants out of why the Bible was written for us was not to go, oh, look, faults and failings. No, it is to look at how faithful and loving is our God. That's where our eyes need to focus. You know, God, yes, goes, oh, okay, you've done wrong. Well, I forgive you. And he doesn't focus then on that. He focuses on the goodness that he's placed within us. He focuses on his love for us, which is never failing. And we've got to do the same.
Yeah, because the more and more I go through life, I realize my own frailty and humanity and how much the journey is really just continuing to come back to God and continuing to come back and then to continue to come back again and again. I think when maybe we're a lot younger, we think, oh, once we've done it once, then it's all fixed up. Like I've heard Dad talk about once, let's say there's an area of your life that you're sinning and you're like, well, once I just get on top of that, well, tick, I've done that area and I'll never have to come back to that again. I can move on to the next. But then you realize, I'm frailing that again.
Because then maybe that's your weakness.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's the spot that is hard for you to overcome.
Mm, mm.
And they can just, like I said, it can just be simple things. It could be impatience, anger, this pride that's within us. You know, I can do it by myself. No one can tell me what to do. Mm. And you see it. You see it in different children's personalities because they're more very raw and out there. You know, like the 2-year-old toddler.
Oh, just lets it go.
Who, you know, throws a tantrum. Mm. Who, you know, don't you tell me what to do. Or, you know, no, I can do that if I want to.
Mm.
Like maybe we're not quite as brash as that, but we still really ultimately do the same type of things. And when you say, I forget God, I don't think we ever forget what he's done for us. Yeah,
I don't think
we ever forget God.
No.
Or hopefully we never do. But I think... our hearts aren't turned to him fully 100% like we should.
Mm. Or we've made a choice. That's what it is.
A wrong choice.
Yeah, to not follow in a certain situation.
You know what, like, I see? Yeah. Sometimes we're so busy in life, we forget that we need to do life with him.
Yeah.
Not life to the side.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, when you shared about bringing God back to the centre, bringing him back to the centre, because he's part of our life, but he's only part of the life.
But
he's not
be the center.
The life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Everything should revolve around him. He's the part of the center of the wheel.
Mm.
And everything else I refer to him, like, oh, Lord, do you think I should, you know, buy that house? Can you help me with my finances? Can you help me with my upbringing of my children? Can you help me love more? Like, everything should come back to him. But we're sometimes doing life and then go, sorry, Lord, I forgot about you. Or we're a Sunday Catholic. And we just see him on Sundays.
And that's probably a good distinction and probably what I didn't entirely get at in talking through the heartbeat this week. But you're right, is that if he's at the centre, then every thought, every action we do,
everything
comes
that
from
choice
him.
That I make
yeah.
should filter through him first.
Mm.
And we don't.
Mm. Mm.
And that's when we often make the wrong choices.
Yeah. The blessing that we have now living in history, that when I shared the story of Moses and how he went up to the mountain and all the people all of a sudden forget about what God did for them and they start worshipping the golden calf, the difference between them and us is we now have the blessing of the Holy Spirit. And then it was
if
like,
we listen to the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes, well, that's right, if we make that choice. But then they didn't have, like, they really looked to Moses as, I suppose, that intermediate between God
them and God.
Them.
Whereas
yes.
now
we don't.
Jesus is our intermediary. He's the one who intercedes before the Father for us. He's given us access. We have the free access that they didn't yet have.
Mm, mm. So that's the blessing that we have with the Holy Spirit, that we can, you know, pray and Jesus intercedes for us. So this week with the weekly challenge, I think there's two things. It's to ask yourself the question, is God at the center
of my wheel of life?
Of life.
Yeah.
And then the second thing would be to recommit, to, you know, take him to the center and go, God, you know what?
Yeah.
Come with me again.
Let me put you back there, Lord.
Yeah. 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 So that's the weekly challenge this week. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you. Maybe you are challenged by that. To be honest, I think all of us will be, because none of us are perfect.
No,
we're
that's
all going
right.
to put him back into the center.
Yeah.
So we really hope that that chat has blessed you, and we look forward to talking with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.